Hello, yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony Palen from Metro Research, and we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your, Massachusetts and schools in your area. Are you at least 18 years
sure.
old and a resident of Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Okay, and how many children are living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
Through which grade?
From kindergarten through 12th grade.
Two.
Okay. All right. Okay, sir, and just for qualification purpose of the survey, what is your age?
My age, I'm 40.
40, okay. All right, and how would you describe your gender?
I'm male.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe your race, sir?
I'm mixed race.
Okay, would that be, I have a white, Caucasian, African American or black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, Native American or Alaskan
Asian.
Native? Okay, so be Asian. All right, sir, now what grades are you children currently in?
Fourth grade and seventh grade.
Fourth and seventh. Okay. All right, and now which of the following best describes, you know, the school where your children are involved this year? Would that be a public school run by school district, a public charter school, a parochial or Catholic school, or a non-Catholic private or independent school, or homeschooling, or another format?
It's a public charter school.
Public charter school, okay. All right, sir, to the best of your knowledge, are any of your children enrolled in a vocational technical school? Vocational technical school teaches a student the skills they need, you know, for a trade or occupation?
No, they're not.
Okay. No, okay. All right, thank you. All right, sir, you mentioned you had a child in the seventh grade, okay? The following several questions will be about this child's school, okay? First, which of the following may describe the school where your seventh grade child is enrolled this year? Would that be a public charter, a public school run by school district, or a public charter school, a parochial or Catholic school, a non-Catholic private independent school, or homeschooling, or another format?
It's a public charter school.
Public charter school, him too, okay, both. All right, so students are often graded, you know, on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your seventh grade child school was graded the same way. Considering all the parts of the school experience, such as communications, academic support, curriculum, counselors, teachers, extracurriculars, and so on, okay, how would you grade your seventh school grade school so far this year? Or is it too early in this year to tell?
I guess maybe a B.
A B? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so in thinking about the letter grade you just gave your seventh grade school, seventh grade child school, what were you thinking in particular when you gave the grade that you did?
Most of the aspects of the school we're very happy with, but there's, they reduced the number of extracurricular activities, so there's fewer of those available now. And that was disappointing for us.
Okay, so, you're very happy with the school, right?
Yeah, we're happy with the school. You know, I mean, the communication is good and the academics are good, the core mm-hmm. academics. But in terms of, kind of like electives and extracurriculars, they reduced those from what it was originally, and that's maybe why it's not an A.
Okay. So, but communications are good, you say, right?
Yeah, their communication is good.
The only thing that you don't like is that they took out the
extracurriculars, and they had electives. You know, like additional choices for the kids to pick from on interest, And this year they're not able to do those. So.
Okay. They are not doing what they were doing before, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So they just doing other things. They doing different things.
I mean, this is a little complicated. That, you know, the kids used to have, they had a selection. They could do like special classes, like work for, they could do like the yearbook class or like a newspaper class, things like this. And they took those electives away to replace them with more core classes. So they do additional math and additional writing, which I understand are important. But, but it makes a little less, you know, a fewer options for the kids and a little less way for them to express their interests. So they just put more focus on the core.
Okay, so, all right, they put more focus, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on the core. All right. Okay, so, to the best of your knowledge, is your seventh grade child reading at the level expected, you know, for students in their age group?
Yeah.
They are or they're not?
Yeah, they are.
Okay, they are. Okay, and how about in terms of math? Is your seventh grade child working at the level expected for students of their age or group when it comes to math?
Yes, they are.
Okay. All right, so then does your seventh grade child has an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP?
They don't have an IEP, but they do have a 504.
But, okay, that's not right. They don't have the IEP. Does your seventh grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No, they don't.
Okay, no. All right, so in thinking about your seventh grade child's mental and emotional health this year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
What was before not at all concerned?
With your child's mental health. Mental and emotional health this year. Would you say you're very concerned about it, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not too concerned.
Okay, so be not too concerned. All right, sir, and how much have you discussed your seventh grade child hopes, you know, and plans for high school with plans for after high school with them? Would you say a great deal, a fair amount, just a little bit, or not at all?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit, okay?
Yeah.
All right, sir, and which of the following do you think your seventh grade child would be interested in doing, you know, once they finish high school? Begin an associate degree, begin bachelor's degree, begin a training program for a trade job, or enter the workforce?
It's hard to say. I guess maybe a bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And how well is your seventh grade child school preparing your child to pursue their goals after high school? Would you say very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
I'd say very well.
Very well. Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now, what would you say are the most significant challenges, you know, ahead for your child as they work to achieve their post-high school goals, in your own words?
Yeah?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, so my seventh grader is on the autism spectrum, so they do have some social emotional challenges, and I think those problems are relating to other people and relating to other students is probably their biggest challenge.
Okay, so he has you said a seventh grade grader has challenges.
Yeah.
Okay. Challenges on what? You said
okay. They have autism.
Oh, okay. So that would be one of the reasons, right?
Yeah, that would be their biggest challenge.
Okay. Okay, certainly you said your seventh grade child would be, you know, would most like to begin a bachelor's degree. How confident are you that your child will be in a position to do this after high school? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
I'd say very confident.
Very confident, okay. All right, so when thinking about the possibility of your seventh grade child attending college, how much of concern is each of the following, like the cost of books? Would you say that's a major concern, minor concern, or not a concern?
A minor concern.
Minor? Okay. What about the cost of applying to college?
I'd say that's a minor concern.
And total tuition cost?
I'd say that's a major concern.
Major concern. Okay. And what about the cost of room and board?
I guess, I mean, it was probably a major concern.
Major
if they,
concern.
If they go out of state, you know.
Okay. All right. So, and do you believe that potential long-term benefits, you know, for a college degree make the cost worthwhile for nearly everybody, most people, some people, or just a few people, or nobody?
I would say most people.
Most people. Okay. All right. So as you may know, you know, vocational, technical, or voc tech programs provide hands-on skills and training for future careers. Does your seventh grade child school offer a vocational training? Yes, they do, or they do not?
They do not, no.
They do not. Okay.
No.
Also, do you think vocational technical program is you know, in your seventh grade child school would benefit your child's future career opportunities or not?
Yeah, I think it could.
Okay. All right, so then would you be open to exploring vocational programs for your seventh grade child after they finish high school? Would consider, might not consider?
I might consider it, yeah. Depending on,
okay.
You know, it would be their
right.
Interest or aptitude.
Okay, what would your hesitations be about considering vocational programs for your seventh grade grade child, if any?
You know, just whether or not that they'd be well suited to it. You know, it'd be a matter of whether or not they were interested or capable in that area. I think that vocational training can be really good for people. But not, maybe not for everyone, just like university.
Okay. Just whether if they are interested in it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just like college, you say, right? Okay, sir. We're almost done with this survey. I really appreciate your time and help, okay? When thinking about, you know, post-high school plans for your seventh grade child, how important do you believe each of the following are in helping make, you know, their plans? Guidance counselors, would you say that's very important, somewhat not too important, or not at all important?
I think those are very important.
Very important. What about family members?
I think those are very important, too.
Teachers?
Somewhat important.
Somewhat important. Okay. What about college prep programs?
Somewhat important.
Somewhat. Your influence as a parent?
I would say very important.
Okay. And friends and peers plans?
I think those are somewhat important.
Somewhat important. All right. All right, sir. To the best of your knowledge, does your seventh grade child identify as LGBTQIA plus or not?
Yes, they do.
Okay. All right, and last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay? What language has spoken regularly at home?
English.
And any others?
No, mostly just English.
English, okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering, what is the last year of schooling that you completed?
I have a master's degree.
Master's degree, okay.
Yeah.
I saw last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just tell me when I get to the right category, okay? Below $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $100,000, $100,000 to $150,000, okay, $100,000, okay. All right. All right, so then finally, what is your, well, I have your zip code is 02136, is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, all right. All right, so sometimes, you know, reporters like to contact survey responders to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We would need, you know, to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose. Your responses to this survey will never be used in any report without your permission. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter, yes or no?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, sir. And would you like to participate in future surveys about Massachusetts and your community? Yes or no?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir. Okay. I would need your email address.
Yeah. It's H. C H.
Okay.
A U. D H
A U
R I.
Would that be capital letters or just regular?
Just regular.
Okay, so H U you say, right?
Yeah, H C H A U D H R I.
Okay, I have H U. One more time, please.
Sorry. H C H A U D-H-R-I at gmail.com.
Man, I'd be, okay, or, let me see, you say first is H-U, right? Or?
The very start?
Uh-huh, yes, the beginning of it,
yeah.
H-U?
H, just H, C-H.
Uh-huh.
So H-C-H.
C, okay, C-H, okay, C-H, you say, right? So it'd be
yeah.
H,
and then
C.
Go ahead.
Correct. So it'd be C-H-H.
Okay, so it's my first initial of my last name. So it's, my first name is Hassan and my last name is Chowdhury. So it's H-C-H-A-U-D-H-R-I. Hello? Hello? Someone asking me questions on the survey. I try not to be so aware. Besides the two, because I was on a walk. Mostly they often call me at inconvenient times.